We have a beautiful team that was working throughout the year on Sundays on their own. So nobody was teaching them. They were experimenting and like jumping in unknown. And for me, it was also a big jump because we never had this experience before that kids are taking care of themselves. So they have chosen the time when everybody else was also busy on Sunday. And actually it turned out into a beautiful time and I hope impressive result. We had Hyun and Masha with us for 10 years that Peacock exists, Wild Peacock Studio. I calculated roughly they attended 400 classes and wasted, they used about 200 kg of clay each. And Bobby and Ryan joined us only for the last year. We were pulled in by the girls. And thank you for today. And I don't know whether it will bring any clay in your future, but hopefully will be a good memory maybe. And thanks for our supporters. We have small gifts also. The gift is not inside, it's like a treasure hunt.
Treasure?
You're doing great, Mash.
Treasure hunt?
Thank you. Do you have any speech?
Masha?
Masha, no. Masha is a part of the family. How can you? Love you. Then we just go on, and officially the food court is also open from this moment.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for inviting
us.
Hyun, hi.
Hi.
You are one of the artists of the exhibition here in Savitri Bhavan. What it is about?
It's our graduation project. Mm-hmm. Initially, we were focusing on letters and humans. But after a while, we had initially planned to do it a bit earlier, but it took us pretty long. So now it's been almost a year and a half or more. And so we've collected lots of pieces that are now quite different. We have a focus on still letters and humans, mostly.
Would you say that also this one, because somehow it does remind me, is exploration in mythology or subconscious of us and human history? How do we reflect and what do we bring forward?
It might be, but the mythological aspect might be because we just like mythical things. But at some point, we had also thought that our use of letters and to make our exhibition and the use of letters as random as possible, so that it's not really meaning anything in the form of like words, just like a visual, I guess.
So who is displaying? I mean, these four of you, yeah?
Yeah.
Who were working on that?
Masha, Narayan, Bhavyo and me. Mm-hmm.
On the invitation was written graduating piece. That is because you are graduating from law school or...
Oh, no.
Graduating from Saraswati class?
From White Peacock, because Masha will be leaving this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably won't continue our classes altogether. So.
How long did you have those classes?
Oh, like for me, I've been doing with Saraswati for since quite long. I don't remember how long.
6 years, 8 years.
But and then like Narayan joined us I think 2 years ago, and then Bobby also joined us, and we've just been like meeting every Sunday, and then we decided to.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do we find clay? Because you're exploring basically in clay.
Oh, we get clay from.
No, I mean for you as a material,
oh,
as a medium.
Yeah.
How do you like it or not like it, or how what you can express with it?
I like it because it's quite easy to sculpt. It's quite fast compared to other like sculpting tools. And
imagine chiseling from the stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just like it's a three-dimensional arch, no? So it's.
Yeah. Have you ever considered to explore your future studies in sculpturing or any kind of art?
Oh, I thought of maybe like learning some more ceramics pottery.
Yeah.
And I might like take a course or something, but I don't know yet.
We can, let's hope. Can you tell us a little bit about the pieces before, earlier you told me that some are combined pieces with you and Marsha and some are only yours or some only Marsha?
Yeah.
So how was the process? You intentionally worked together or just spontaneously?
Yeah. So at the beginning, when we planned to do an exhibition, we thought up some like pieces, like the king, queen and the knight.
Mm-hmm.
We thought up like, okay, we're going to have three kind of big totems. And we decided to do that together. Mm-hmm. And I guess like anyone who came also helped. And then some of the projects we had already started before, like for example, I like making those small cups. So I had already been making and painting a lot of them. And this time we decided to just do like a tea set. So, but then also like I got help from lots of people to do it. So it's not just my
so
thing.
It's
something I like, so I started it, but like people like all also did. And the big
and
teapot
the pitcher or how you call it vase. It's a pitcher, yeah? For the tea.
Yeah.
It also looks like a mythical to me with fishes somehow
I don't
between
know.
Something.
Masha said it's some traditional like jug for I don't know in Russia or something.
Pouring tea?
No, for I think alcohol.
Oh, okay.
I think. But it's supposed to have a handle but we didn't make one.
And I see some mermaids. I heard this is Bobbio's work with some letters inside.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about it, right?
Not so much, just
how long it would be on display?
Oh, for a week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But only in the afternoons.
Yeah. So whoever who wants to see it has to come.
Yeah.
Has to come fast.
Yeah.
Ian, thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
The best.